I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're headed back to the Junction neighborhood to talk to another community member active in changing the landscape of her hometown.
My name is Sonia Flunder McNair. I am an urban farmer in Toledo. I call myself a community urban farmer, and I am an organic product formulator and the CEO of Sonia Organics, and also the executive director and founder of Urban Holistics.
So Sonia is busy as an urban farmer. She has Sonia Organics, a natural health and wellness company selling organic and natural health products, and Urban Holistics, a health and community-based grassroots initiative created to beautify open land in Toledo. Sonia has been working within this field for about 7 years. It all began when she first took her own health into account.
Well, the interest came into me experiencing a life-changing encounter. I ended up very ill after a surgery, and food was what got me back to health. Realizing that food was so powerful, I wanted to let my community know all this good stuff that I found out about using food as medicine, but really didn't know how to create the stage for this.
That's when Sonia's granddaughter stepped in. She attended Jones Leadership Academy, a local school in the Junction neighborhood, and there she noticed about 10 to 12 garden beds that were left unattended. So she told her teacher that her grandmother could fix the garden.
And it kind of started everything off into the community. It jump-started the work, and the need continued ever since then. It's been a big snowball effect in the summertime. So it was actually my granddaughter that started the works.
And some of that work involved building a park, Tatum Park. It's a space that became available after the demolition of blighted homes through the land bank.
I ended up acquiring that lot and partnered with Bench Farms before Urban Holistics even had a name. We were working as a nonprofit organization. I never knew that's what I was doing. I just thought that I was creating a setting for people to have a place to heal, assess food, urban garden education, and even more.
Although it came as a surprise that this work, urban farming, would become her full-time job, and looking back on her childhood, Sonia realized that she had always had a dream for her neighborhood and for her community.
My childhood, I grew up maybe about a block away from where I live now, on Wabash, right off of City Park, close to where I work. And my mom would get me all dressed up, and I would wonder where we're going. She would throw me in a car, and I'd say, where are we going? She'd say, for a ride. And our whole family would do it. And we would go out, and we would look at certain neighborhoods. We would ride out in St. James Woods, and we would ride in Ottawa Hills, and we would look at parks and gardens. And I would get kind of upset as a child and wonder, why do I have to ride out of my neighborhood to see this? Realizing that nobody else is going to come into the neighborhoods and beautify and teach, reteach, and change mindsets of people that think that they're only worthy of what they've been absorbing for so many years. So once you bring a holistic environment around, you'll see people from all different backgrounds coming to visit this space.
And this space is, again, the Junction neighborhood, sitting at the heart of the greater Toledo area.
We are a community that's on the uprise because we are now realizing our worth. Our community is resilient. It's a community that has so many historical values. Tatum Park, the park that I built at 1209 City Park Avenue, which is right off of Door Street, is right next to our historical Art Tatum home, something that we're really proud of here in the community. But one thing that I want people to realize is this is a community that everyone wants to live in.
And part of the reason people want to live in this community is because there are individuals like Sonia, working hard to beautify, educate, and protect her own community. A job, as mentioned before, she never initially thought that she would have.
Looking back now, I really don't recognize my old self from when I started. It's kind of like I take her and I hug her and I kiss her on the forehead and I tell her, you know, well done. I endured a lot And what I want people to know is what I've endured has not stopped the work. I want people to know that regardless of what you go through, regardless of your background or your situation, that if you really have a purpose in life, it will find you. It found me. And like I said, I had no idea that close to 50 that I would be doing work that a 25-year-old do. I'm going to stay active in helping the community realize their superpowers. And when I speak, I want people to know that I speak for my community. I'm not speaking as Sonya. I'm not speaking as Urban Holistics. I speak for people that don't have a voice and don't have a platform. And it's a true honor to be able to do that.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.